in today's gospel, our Lord is warning us that we must ever be vigilant, for all those things that he says ultimately are not in and of themselves bad, eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, and building, but it is when they have become the whole of our life and we have forgotten where we are called to go. Then we become like Sodom and Gomorrah, or like the people in the times of Noah, seeking our happiness in the things of this world. But the Lord tells us to be ever vigilant, that we are not to seek the happiness of the things of this world. And when we are called to distance ourselves from them, we must be willing to leave them, like Lot was willing to leave his home in Sodom and Gomorrah, and yet his wife was still attached to those things behind, and so she looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. And most of the doctors and fathers tell us that what Lot's wife did was in and of itself a venial sin, but God turned her into a pillar of salt in order to indicate how serious our sins are, and it is only in his mercy that even a venial sin does not condemn us for all eternity. And so, the means by which we are to keep vigilant are prayer, the sacramental life of the Church, and the knowledge of our holy faith. And so, we must constantly seek to grow in that knowledge so that we can love the Lord more and more each day. For we cannot love that which we do not know, and so it is our obligation to seek out the teachings of Holy Mother Church and then to pray for God and to receive from him through the sacramental life of the churches the graces necessary to put that into practice. And indeed, it is most especially incumbent among Catholics in a decadent society and a decadent culture that they be vigilant, not only for themselves, but for the very dwellers of their own nations and their own lands. For it is through our example that souls are supposed to come to know Christ. It is through our words and our examples, especially in a society and in a time when so much decadence is about. And so we see very clearly that it is not simply an equaling of the Sodom and Gomorrah. Our society and our culture has exceeded them in their depravity, and their turning from God. And so let us strive always to give good example by first and foremost remaining vigilant ourselves, and then giving that good example to all souls so that they may truly be drawn to Holy Mother Church, the only true safe haven in this world, the only vanguard of salvation. And so we must strive always and everywhere to do all things, but most especially to put into practice that which we know by faith charity is, that we are to love God above all things and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And so we are to have those three loves, love of God first, love of self second, and love of neighbor third. But the love of self is not to be the prideful love of our modern society. It is to be that love by which we show our gratitude to a Savior who came into this world and offered his sacred humanity for our sakes and to deliver us from our sins. And so it is truly a saint because it is a sober love, because it recognizes that all the good it has received from God, and hence it wishes its neighbor to receive those same blessings. And so let us always strive to commend ourselves, our society, our nation, our friends, and our enemies. Let us strive to commend all to the care of God through his most holy mother, so that again we may see Christ the good King come to reign over each and every society, so that that society may also have a sane and a sober love by which it sees that in this life we are simply called to use the things in this life in order to exercise the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. And then, after a time of prayer and penance in this world, by which we show we are truly sorry for our sins, we do not need to fear that day of the coming of the Son of Man. For it was to those who were not vigilant in the time of Noah, it was to those who were not vigilant in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, that a true fear would ultimately come upon them, because they did not know who they were, they did not know where they were going. But that should never never be the case of a member of Holy Mother Church. We should know always and everywhere that we are a soul that was so precious to God that we were redeemed by his blood, and that where we are going is to be with him for all eternity in heaven. And so let us strive always to be first and foremost good soldiers of Christ, so that we may truly be good citizens of our nation, that is, those citizens that are willing to exercise the courage and the love by which it shows its nation, especially when it has taken a wrong path and is going not to Christ but away from Christ. Let us strive always, especially by the exercise of charity, true charity in the Christian sense. Let us strive always to draw souls back to Christ, so that Christ may lift them up, sustain them in this life by his grace, so that they may enjoy him by way of vision in the life to come.